Hello, citizens of Earth, freaks of nature, serious music fans, and friends of the 6149. I have basically just given you the history of evolution right there. That is right. All the way from citizens of Earth, through freaks of nature, down to friends of the 6149. If you are friends of the 6149, you know that recently I, Judd, have just made two posts. One of them dealt with my music listening habits and how I'm consuming, discovering, sharing music today. One of the things I kind of glossed over, because it really isn't a big place for it on the interwebs today, is vinyl. I love vinyl. I'm back on vinyl. I have been for a while. I'm down in the groove hard. The other post I wrote about was about liner notes and the state of context and storytelling and that whole tying in experience of music and what that means when you listen. You don't just listen to music, you take in everything. The sights, the sounds, the commentary, the pictures, you know, what the artist is saying and how I think that's evolving. So you got a piece of that, right? Now, here's the funny thing. Today I'm in Soho in London tonight, having a beer with a friend. We're just shooting the shit. He's not a fucking music fan at all, really. I am massive. We leave, on the way home, I'm heading towards the tube, the subway. I see HMV. HMV is a dinosaur. All record shops are dinosaurs. They're going away. Big record shops. Not the indies. We still love them. I still have my favorites, especially in Australia. So anyway, I'm walking by HMV. I say, fuck it, I'm going to go in. I'm going to see what they got. I was actually looking for the new Ryan Adams and the Cardinals release that came out. Came out online today. I don't think it's actually out physically in stores. But I wanted the vinyl. I wanted the vinyl version of it. By the way, it's a great album. So I didn't see that. So then I looked on the racks and said, what else can I find that's on sale? So then I see Bob Dylan, the bootleg series, Volume 8, Telltale Signs, rare and unreleased, 1989 to 2006. It's normally £83, which is roughly maybe £150 US, $150 US. I see it on sale for £30, which is not even $50 US. I'm like, holy shit, four albums, Bob Dylan, I'm getting it. It's mine. Okay? So I get it, I'm on the subway, I'm reading through it, I pull out the liner notes. The liner notes are a 50-page booklet, okay? This is liner notes, people. This is where the fucking shit comes to life. This is where it's not just the music, it's everything else surrounding the music, the liner notes. It's fantastic. I can't relive it all here for you because the pictures are fantastic, the stories are fantastic, the song commentary, everything. So anyway, here I am, I'm peering over it. And I want to share it with you. So instead of sharing everything, I'm going to share with you the last paragraph. And the first 30 pages are written by Larry Ratso Sloman, who's written a couple books on Dylan. He was part of the Rolling Thunder Review. He's in the zone, so he knows, okay? So these are written in New York City, June 2008. Now I want you to listen to this. This is the last paragraph. This is why context is fucking king when it comes to being a serious music fan and wanting to absorb it all. Here we go. When a Rolling Stone interviewer asked him, Dylan, if he considered Time Out of Mind, Love and Theft, and Modern Times to form a trilogy, Dylan disagreed. Time Out of Mind was me getting back in and fighting my way out of the corner. But by the time I made Love and Theft, I was out of the corner. On this record, I ain't nowhere. You can't find me anywhere because I'm way gone from the corner. I'm out of the fucking ring. I added fucking. I think I've left the building. And it's true. He ain't talking, but he's still walking. Heart burning, still yearning. He's trampling through the mud, through the blistering sun, getting damp from the misty rain. He's got his top hat on, ambling along with his cane, stopping to watch all the young men and young women in their bright colored clothes cavorting in the park. Despite all the grief and devastation, he's seen on his odyssey, his heart ain't weary, it's light and it's free, bursting over with affection for all those who sailed with him. Deep down, he knows that his loyal and much-loved companions approve of him and share his code. And it's dawn now. The sun's beginning to shine down on him, and his heart is still in the highlands, over those hills, far away. But there's a way to get there, and if anyone can, he'll figure it out. In the meantime, he's already there in his mind. That mind decidedly out of time, and we're all much richer for his journey. And you know what? We are. And forget about Dylan. Forget about all that shit. Where can anybody write liner notes like this anymore? Please, let the fucking experience breathe. If you want more, follow me online. Cheers.